I understand Lord Rose will tell me it's my patriotic duty to stay in the Union later today. Why? Good morning.
Hi. Well, Britain is stronger, we're safer, and we're better off as part of Europe. So there are loads of reasons.
Yes, but I understand I'll be told it's my patriotic duty. I'm intrigued by that. Why is it my patriotic duty?
He won't tell you it's your patriotic duty. He's making the point about it being a patriotic thing that he's done in taking the reins and leading this campaign, because it's about the future of Britain and what is best for this country, and that is to remain as part of the largest market in the world, where half of our exports go, with all of the social benefits and all the other benefits that come with it.
So the exports would stop?
Absolutely not, and nobody's suggesting they were.
So I thought you just said it's where our exports go.
Yes, it is.
So will they or won't they stop?
I'm not saying that they would go. I'm telling you.
So
that
we've got no problem there. So where is the problem then with coming out?
Because we don't know what out would look like. Major.
That's as good as you've got.
Well, many major investors here have said they would reconsider their investment. Take the car industry. 700,000 people are employed in this country due to the car industry. And major companies like Nissan and Honda and Toyota have all said they would reconsider their investment here. When there's a potential threat to your export market, why would you walk away from that? And it's not Europe or the rest of the world. There's this stupid idea that because we're in Europe, we're being held back. Actually, we have free trade deals with over 50 countries in the rest of the world, thanks to Europe, and they would go overnight if we were to walk away. So I think we need to get it a bit in balance here and think about what the benefits are, just the costs.
Well, that is quite something. Let's put that to Richard Tice, from co-founder of Leave.eu. 700,000 jobs possibly at risk, Mr. Tice. You can't dance away from that, can you?
And I'm not, and let's be clear, Lucy's completely wrong. The reality is the chief executives of both Vauxhall and Nissan in the last 2 months have stated that leaving the EU would make no difference to their UK businesses or their UK investment plans. She needs to get herself up to date with
We don't have a problem with Nissan and others, Lucy Thomas, so perhaps you're misinformed.
Well, that's not right. The companies that I quoted have absolutely been on record talking about this, as have the SMMT, the umbrella organisation for all of the car manufacturers in this country, those 700,000 jobs linked to the car industry. You look at what they say, about 90% of their members have all said we're better off as part of Europe, and they would be under threat if we left.
But let me just ask you this, Lucy Thomas. Thank the Lord, if we are quite good at making cars, and it's fantastic for all the men and women employed doing it, why would people not want us to continue to make their Nissans and Land Rovers and Jaguars? I don't understand.
It's about the conditions into which you're exporting them. So it's really simple. About half of cars go to the rest of Europe, but they have to comply with the standards and the rules in order to do that. At the moment, we're at the table and we're helping to set what those rules are. If we leave, we still have to comply with those rules, but we're out of the room. We get no say over what they are.
Lord Rose will also talk about figures that show that each household in the land would be £3,000 a year worse off under a British exit. How does he get to those figures? Do you know?
Yep, the £3,000 per year are the global benefits broken down per household from the Confederation of British Industry. So these are the benefits like lower prices. Companies like EasyJet, for example, were allowed to set up thanks to EU deregulation, smashing open the markets. It's been really good for the consumer, lowering prices. Also within the £3,000 investment in things like our poorer regions, investment in research and everything that makes Britain's economy stronger.
Mr. Tice, you didn't share those figures with me. £3,000.
Well, it's just simply not the case.
I mean,
Britain came out with a big report recently that shows it's actually almost £1,000 a year better off for every household by leaving in the EU. You can't be better off if you're actually having to send £15 billion a year, £350 million a week, approximately, to the EU. You get some regional grants back, but that's after the EU has taken off their huge administration and bureaucracy costs and send lots of the money elsewhere.
Britain gets its own special rebate, which you failed to talk about. And just you really can't guarantee what out is. You can speculate about all of these figures. We know what the benefits are for being in. You can't tell me what it would look like the day after we left.
Members of the EU, but they're very successful economies. Most developed countries around the world are not members of the EU, and they are very successful. The suggestion that we can't stand on our own two feet as the fifth largest economy in the world is simply nonsense. And the EU has a legal obligation to agree a new trade agreement with us.
But do you know what? They decide what that deal is, and we're out of the room. Yes, they do. Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, read it.
We just operate under World Trade Organization rules, which, remember, sits above the EU. and actually organises now many of the international trade standards.
WTO has nothing to say about services, and that's 80% of our economy. If you want to take a gamble on that, good luck to you, but I don't.
Lastly, Lucy Thomas, it's your campaign, or the campaign Lord Rose is heading, that launches today, and among the supporters are Gordon Brown, someone who supported the EU and a loose woman, or loose women. Is that is that as good as you, as in the TV show? Is that the best you got?
Oh, good heavens. So as well as Lord Rose, who ran one of Britain's best-known businesses, M&S, for years, we've got Karen Brady from The Apprentice.
Yes, who's been quoted having doubts about the EU, by the way.
Yeah, but listen, it's not perfect, as has Stuart Rose.
You've got supporters of the euro, the currency, some people who wanted the euro. I don't think we really want to listen to them, do we? Lord Mandelson et al.
Listen, that is not on the ballot paper here. That was a
theoretical
question.
No, but he was a ferocious supporter of the single currency. Look where that might have landed us,
well,
Lucy.
He said just last week, he's no longer in favour of us joining. None of us are. This is absolutely not the question that we're asking here. We've got loads of really diverse, interesting people. We've got Richard Reid, the founder of Innocent Drinks.
Yes.
We've got Caroline Lucas, former leader of the Green Party. Brendan Barber, who used to lead the TUC.
TUC General Secretary.
The head of the National Union of Students, because this is about their future. It's about young people and their opportunities.
Well, we must just thank you very much. I'll say goodbye. Richard Tice, can you give us an idea of the people supporting your campaign, just so we have a degree of balance?
We've got a very impressive list of business leaders, you know, multimillionaires like Jim Mellon,
yep,
like Aaron Banks, like Lord Calms, you know, lots of great names. But it's actually about the people. It's a non-political campaign. It's about the people because it's one person, one vote. Finally, I would just say it's interesting that Lord Rose found it so difficult to trade in the EU that he took M&S out of France. And yet he's now saying that actually trading in the EU is really easy.